Okay, we're recording. You can see what works.
During the Second World War, this afternoon the speaker was talking about how his family was Nitzel from the Nazis.
Can you hear?
So during the Second World War, many yeshiva bachrim went on the transcontinental train from Vilna to Vladivostok. And then they went to Honolulu, I think, and then they went to Japan. And then many of them, when they went to Japan, then after a couple of months, they went to Shanghai. The whole Peledika story. So the train that they went on was not a charter train. They had regular passengers on the train also. So one of the Polish travelers on the train wrote memoirs, printed his memoirs in Polish. And after many years, people, religious Jews, found one chapter in his memoirs where he writes that he was on a train with all these Jewish people. He knew they were Jewish. And he writes, they had these gigantic big books. When the Gemaras, he didn't know what they were. So when the big books were open, they were so nasty to each other. They were so hateful. They were so hurtful. They would be fighting with each other, cursing each other. You're a moron. You're an idiot. You're a stupid, foolish farmer, a buyer. What are you talking about, stupid? He said he couldn't figure them out. When the big books were open, they were the biggest enemies, attacking each other. And the minute the big books would be closed, they were the best of friends. And they were very cordial to each other. They loved each other. So they couldn't understand what it was all about. So it's interesting. The Gemara has a comment about a pasuk in today's Siddur. A lot of pesukim in Parshas Chukas that are very unclear because we don't know all of the history of that time, of the days of the Chumash. So there's one pasuk that's very difficult. Al ken yu'amar b'sefer mochamas Hashem. It should be written in the book that has all the mochamas written up. That's a very difficult pasuk. So Gemara has a comment. When a father and a son are learning together, or the Rebbe and the Talmud are learning together, sometimes the Talmud will challenge, or the son will challenge the father, challenge the Rebbe, that it doesn't make any sense what the Rebbe is saying. And he'll be disrespectful to his father, disrespectful to the Rebbe, as if he's waging war with the father. With the Rebbe. The Sefer Melchamas Hashem, when they're learning Torah from a Sefer, it's like a Melchama. But then, after they finish learning, Esvahei Besufo, Le Besof, after the learning is all over, they're the best of friends. That's the style of learning that was developed for so many generations. The style of learning is that you argue things out. Unfortunately, many of these boys who got so used to learning by debating and arguing, a lot of them never got married. Because when they would date girls, they would be on the dates, they would be whatever the girl would say, they would start to ding dong with them. So some of them got so into arguing, they remained single. And others learned, like the Gemara says about David HaMelech. And David HaMelech was a big warrior. So when he went to war, he was tough like anything. When he was learning Torah, he was very smooth, he was very calm. People have to know when to use which midah, the tough midah, when to use the easy midah. Okay, let me just close with a comment on the Sedra. If you'll remember the psukim in the beginning, we read Parshas Chukas this morning. Thursday we'll read again, on Shabbos we'll read. So the Parsha begins with the mitzvah of Par Aduma. Usually when someone is tummy, he goes to the mikveh and he becomes tahor. If a person becomes tummy by coming in contact with a mace, he attends a funeral. So you have to have paraduma water. You have to mix some ashes from the paraduma into a container with water. Then someone, he's a tohar ala tome, someone who's tohar has to sprinkle some of the paraduma water on the person who's a tummy mace. Bishlishi bishvi, you have to wait till the third day after, you have to wait at least till the third day after he came in contact with the mace, then on the seventh day. And then, people don't realize this, and then he can go to mikvah and become tohar. People think that all you need is Hazor Shlishi Shvi. That's not true. Hazor Shlishi Shvi with the Paraduma water is to prepare you so that after you do the two Hazors, then you'll be able to go to Mikvah to become Tor. So the Tosefta says that making a Paraduma is not a private affair. it's a mitzvah. All of Klal Yisrael has to do this, to see to it that every 150 years or so you're going to make a paraduma. The Mishnah says that in the past there were 9 paradumas, and Osilaba, when Mashiach will come, will do the 10th paraduma. Each paraduma lasted around 150 years. And then they used it up. So the Sefer makes a statement, paraduma should be done with the approval of the Bezen HaGadol. And the Sefer, the source in the Tanoim, doesn't say what the source is. Does it say that in the Chumash, or is that what the rabbis came up with? That if it's a mitzvah on all of Klal Yisrael, there's no Gadol, the Sanhedrin in Yerushalayim should represent Klal Yisrael by supervising the Paradum. So there's a famous comment from Rav Elbel of Soloveitchik. I remember when I was in high school, I had a Rebbe, Rabbi Gerelick. So he was teaching Gemara Sanhedrin at the time I was in his class, but the things that we remained with us were the biurim that he told us from Rav Elbel of Soloveitchik. What he said on the Gemara, none of us remember. But the thing that he said on the Haggadah and on the Siddur, and different vertla from Rav Elbel, those were very snappy, those were very incisive. So remember on this, he said, if you look in the Psukim, beginning of Chukas, the Ramban in his commentary, Chumash points out that Psukim don't read straight. It says, Zos Chukas HaTorah Shatziv Hashem Lema. This is the din. Daber al b'nei Yisrael v'amarta aleihem. Tell the Jewish people. So the Ramban raises the question, shouldn't it be in the opposite order? Tell the Jewish people, Zos Chukas HaTorah, take a paraduma and shecht it and so on. Why does it say, Zos Chukas HaTorah, Daber al B'nai Yisrael? So Rabbi Elbel of Soloveitchik said, Zos Chukas HaTorah, colon, the following is the din of paraduma. The first thing is, Daber al B'nai Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu has to supervise the paraduma. Because the Gemara had a tradition that Rabbi Moshe Rabbeinu had the status of Sanhedrin. He represented the Shivim Yechad Zekeinu. So that's the mocker for the din in the Tosefta, that when you make a paraduma, it has to be done under the auspices of a Sanhedrin. Enjoy your meal.
Yes.